Well, in good news, everybody will be spared from terrible coffee on the afternoon of May 29th, because this is just, if Starbucks buys a policy, if you're going to go in there and wait, or if you're going to go want to use the bathroom, you have to buy something. If the guys bought like one of those, then again, there's nothing cheap in Starbucks to buy, so you could wait. It's like a $4 bag of candy. So I'd rather go to jail too. But it's not racial profiling. I just saw something during the break. There was a black man walked into a Starbucks and demanded a free coffee as reparations, and the little white girl, a little white emo girl, just gave him whatever coffee she wanted. Here you go. Oh, look, she solved racism. I mean, it is what it is. Is there racism in the United States? Not as rampant as people make it out to be, but yes, people have, unfortunately, different views and things that they're brought up with. Was this lady in Philadelphia acting racist? Probably not, because if you actually dig into the crime statistics of Philadelphia is actually a pretty dangerous place to live, even in the nice parts. So it wouldn't shock me that an owner of a restaurant, when she sees two men sit down in the restaurant, not ordering food, asking to use the restroom, and then sitting back down and waiting. Back in the day, if that happens, you can't call the police because that could be a potential robbery situation. That could be a potential assault situation. But now we can't even exercise that type of discretion because of a person's skin color. Oh, if you want to rob my restaurant, that's fine. I don't want to be accused of racism. Oh, you want to shoot me? That's fine. I don't care that you're a black man and that you're shooting me. I don't care that you're a white man and shooting me. I just don't want to be accused of racism. Please have everything in my store, destroy everything I've built, but I just don't want to be accused as racist. And it's really sad that the outrage industry and the Bucks anger industry just ramps up at a drop of a hat. As soon as you see the video for this thing coming out, you're like, oh my goodness, here we go. Same thing as it always is. Can't be a misunderstanding because guess what? The guys were arrested, they were brought back, and then released, I think like a half hour later. So, did anything go on the record? No. Did they have any substantial long-term issues from this arrest? No. But they were profiled for some unknown reason. Must be because the police department is full of white, evil, racist Nazis, right? Oh, wait, the commissioner of the Philadelphia Police Department is black. Oh, that doesn't matter. I forgot. 844-527-8723. Those, ladies and gentlemen, are your significant digits for today, April 17th. I'm sorry, April 18th. I knew it. April 18th, 2018. Now, this is the fourth. I should have actually known the date, April 18th, because it is the fourth day of the Boston Marathon issue. 5 years ago, this week, the largest manhunt in the history of the country took place after, on April 15th, two bombs were let off at the finish line of the Boston Marathon, killing four and injuring over 200. It was the first time that IEDs were used. They were backpacks full of shrapnel, nails, all kinds of nasty stuff. And they were set off at two different times with the awful intention that the first one exploded, people would move up the street and into the second one, causing more damage. Of course, these were placed in backpacks, dropped on the ground, and two suspects walked away. After 2 days of going through photos and trying to identify these two suspects, they came up with pictures. They were able to identify pictures of the suspects. The problem is, despite having an FBI database filled with millions of pictures for facial recognition and having records from the Massachusetts Registry of Vehicles and federal immigration records, the FBI, the emergency office in Massachusetts, did not know who they were. They did not know who they were. So the decision was wrestled with. Do they release the photos to the public, or do they continue to track down the suspects as quietly as possible? a lot of people are attributing the fact that the photos were released to the incident where the Boston Globe and a couple other news organizations, citing, quote, highly respectable sources, unquote,